Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
It's sports weekend on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. We got First Touch coming up next with my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce. We got a lot to talk about. Game week 4, EPL. We got some Champions League to discuss. A game week 5 look ahead. Tonight, however, in college football, we got a good one, folks. In Lincoln, Nebraska, number 22 ranked Nebraska taking on number 24 ranked Illinois. This line moved from -7 to -9 in Nebraska's favor. They are big favorites to win, and I'm taking the bait. I love that line movement. I'm slamming it. Nebraska -8, lock it in from me. Of course, I do not know what I'm talking about. This is not advice, but I'm loving it. We got a lot to talk about on tonight's show, First Touch. That's coming up next. Nico, correct me if I'm wrong. A lot has happened over the last week or two in both the Premier League and the Champions League.
Huge action coming up, and huge action just happened both in Champions League and Premier League. Lots of goals, lots of upsets, especially with Liverpool losing at home against Nottingham Forest. Stay tuned. We got some exciting stuff coming for you, and you want to hear from here. First Touch, Tyler Levine and Nico Beef Sauce for sure.
Yeah, baby, that's coming up next. We got some intriguing NFL matchups as well that I'll touch on before the top of the hour after First Touch concludes. Man, I'm excited, Nico. There's just so much has been going on. It feels so right to have Champions League back. This new format is very interesting. Not sure how I feel about it just yet, but we'll get into that as well. It's just it's new, man, and it feels odd not having these group stages here. But there's more games, there's more action. It's so weird seeing a table similar to that we see in the leagues and how these rankings are set up. But it's exciting stuff. Stay tuned. First Touch coming up next. We got a lot to talk about live on iHeartRadio. Tune in, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Broadcast Network. Sit tight. We will be right back. You are not going to want to miss this next edition of First Touch coming up next.
John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here. Moment together, and we will start today.
responsibly.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Welcome to another edition of First Touch here on iHeartRadio. Tune in, Simple Radio, the American Forces Radio Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. With me, my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce. And man, I am fired up. What a great last week of football that we had, my friend Nico. How are we doing?
Oh, man, that was amazing. Such great comebacks this weekend. So many goals. So many things happening with Champions League coming in and match day one being done Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday on a league table instead of groups.
So weird, man. Champions League on a Thursday. I actually don't think I've ever experienced that in my life. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's never happened before. But it was cool. Never. I liked it. I'm liking it. Hey, listen, any time that there are games during the week at 3 p.m., work stops at 3. They're going on, and I'm locked in. But let's start in the Premier League because we got a lot to talk about. Game week 4, we're going to start with my boys. Manchester United went into Southampton. They win 3-0, but it was not the first 25 minutes were bad. It was very bad. I was sitting in my bed 7:30 a.m. with my hand on my head thinking to myself, oh, God, here we go. What's going on? Dalot concedes a penalty. Onana saves it. And then just a couple minutes later, De Ligt gets his first goal for Manchester United off of a header. Beautiful header, by the way. The way he adjusted his body in the air was great. Put it across the goal. It goes in. 2 minutes later, Rashford, finally, he's back, it looks like. He also scored midweek against Barnsley, a very beautiful goal to open things up there as well. And Garnacho sealed it late in the game. After a really nice little pass from Casemiro through Dalot assists, Garnacho smashes it home. Very controversial that he did not get the start, but United get a win, a much, much needed win. If they did not win this game, there was going to be huge, huge problems. I had predicted 2-1. You loved Manchester United all week. You were texting me about it. Manchester United -140 money line cashes. Over 2.5 goals cashes. What do you think here? I mean, United should have won this game, but did they do good enough for you, or were you expecting a little bit better?
We might not be famous or experts in people's eyes, but we know what we're talking about. We talked about on this show last week that Manchester United had to win this game. They were going playing away against Southampton, which is probably one of the teams that's going to be fighting for relegation this season.
Yep.
They go over there. Silly mistake by Dalot, gives up a penalty. Onana steps up to the occasion, saves it, and then Manchester United puts the game away 3-0 easy. I mean, if you're Manchester United, you should not be worried about these games. And that's why I was so strong about them winning this game.
I was so worried.
International break. Yeah.
I was still worried, bro.
Yeah, I know you were worried. And as a Manchester United fan, Steven Ortiz is listening to live right now, and he knows that as a United fan, you can never relax. You can never be too confident with these games. But guess what? Manchester United gets the win, pays us, and things are good until the next game. I mean,
they got a tricky one this week, and we're going to talk about that coming up here. A pretty surprising result. Ipswich get another result in the sense of at least getting a point on the road at Brighton. Brighton were heavy favorites, but the draw plus 400 cashes. Over-under was set at 3, and it ends as a 0-0 draw. I got this one wrong. I had Brighton winning 3-1. Ipswich seem to be a pretty gritty team. You know, they can get these results, and honestly, like, a lot of people don't think this is a huge deal, but every point for them specifically matters. And to get a point on the road against a Brighton team that started brilliantly to start the season is a very good result for them, no?
I think it's great, and whoever listened to our last week's podcast on Friday night will remember that I said that Brighton, this might seem like an easy game after an international break. You got 1 week. I mean, you got 2 weeks, essentially, to prepare for this game. João Pedro doesn't get the start. He's tired from his international break, and Brighton, you know, bottles it. I mean, 0-0 against Ipswich at home. They had a hot start. They're still undefeated. They still haven't lost a game, but they should have taken this one. And
yeah,
you can't take anything for granted in this league, man. You have to play every single game with the same amount of passion, because these teams want to get saved. They don't want to get demoted. So they're going to go for every single game and get a point.
Speaking of last week, I said Jamie Vardy was going to score. That he did. Leicester City goes to Crystal Palace. They get a point, a 2-2 draw. And honestly, they could have won. Palace scored late with a penalty kick in stoppage time. The draw plus 310 cashes over 2.5 goals gets smashed. It ends 2-2. Same thing that we were just speaking about with Ipswich. This is a big point for Leicester. They're going to need to get these results. And it's not easy to go to Crystal Palace and get a win. We constantly see teams go there and struggle. They have great fans. They have a great environment that they play in. And they have a pretty talented squad. They'll be disappointed. Leicester will be happy. Crystal Palace is same thing, a pretty heavy favorite here, minus 164. Not huge, but they would have expected to win this game. They'll be disappointed in the fact that they got a draw, but they'll certainly be happy that we're at least able to scrap a point late in stoppage time. Shifting over to West Ham at Fulham. I know this one killed you, Nico. I predicted a 1-1 draw. 1-1 draw it was. It goes under 2.5, unfortunately. The draw was plus 250. And it cashes on a 95th minute Danny Ings goal. Danny Ings, man, this guy's been around forever, it feels like. I feel like I've been watching him my entire life. He's bounced all over the place. He, you know, obviously isn't the go-to guy, but gets it done in a gritty way in stoppage time. I know this one hurt you, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I was expecting this game to be much more open. I feel like Fulham wasted a lot of chances, especially in the second half, to put this game away. West Ham being down 1-0, they took some risks. They came out, they risked. Fulham missed their chances to put this game away 2-0 and kind of like, you know, go off into the sunset. But West Ham and Danny Ings, man. Danny Ings has been around forever, just like you said. And he's such an experienced player. Injuries definitely played a big impact into his career. You know, he hasn't been able to stay consistent all throughout the years. Scores a big goal for West Ham. And West Ham, they don't have a hot start, but they definitely have a lot of potential. Don't you agree?
Yeah, 100%. I do. Chelsea go to Bournemouth. They win. Jadon Sancho, first assist for Chelsea. Breaks my heart. Hate to see it. Happy for him, but I knew this was going to happen. This guy's going to go on and just be an absolute bona fide stud now that he is not wearing the Manchester red. And Cuckoo, the goal was beautiful. I don't think Jackson's scoring that at all. He makes the most out of what really shouldn't have been a goal, but he ends up finishing it. The over-under was 3.5. The under hits. Chelsea plus 100 cashes. Brentford and City. City win 2-1. The under 3.5 hits. City minus 524 winners. Wissa opened things up for Brentford 22 seconds in. I believe it's the 9th fastest goal in Premier League history. But it's not enough to stop Erling Haaland. You cannot just put up one against City and expect to win. That makes 9 goals in 4 games for Erling Haaland. I hate to see it, but the guy's an absolute machine in front of goal. I'm on with Roy Keane here, by the way. His average, you know, his general play is that of a League Two player. I'll stand on that hill. I think he is super average at everything except scoring, where he's unfortunately the best in the world. I mean, what a start for Haaland. And then we got 2 crazy games to talk about here. Nottingham Forest go into Anfield as plus 1,024 underdogs and win 1-0. The under 3.5 cashes. Liverpool finally falter. Arne Slot's first mishap The goal was fantastic from Hudson-Odoi. Beautiful finish. Liverpool had 14 shots, no goals. Nico, what do you make of this one? This is the first time that Forest have beaten Liverpool, I believe, since 1969.
Yeah, crazy. I mean, this is shocking, right? I mean, we were talking about it Friday night, and we were saying that Liverpool is just going to steam right through them and beat them and, you know, just move on to the Champions League game, but Nottingham Forest gets a win. What a huge 3 points for them. Fighting for relegation and getting 3 points at Anfield is something that you can never expect. That's not in your budget.
It's hard for the top teams to get 3 points at Anfield, let alone Nottingham Forest. This is insane.
Exactly.
This is a crazy result.
That's what I'm saying. So Premier League is definitely exciting, keeps it exciting with these results happening. But I want to say one thing. Scoring is the hardest thing you can do in soccer, and Haaland does it the best. No matter if you love his outside of the field play, no matter if you love his movements, that guy can score, man. And that's so special for him. 9 goals in 4 games. The first player in Premier League history to score 9 goals in 4 games. What a record.
Insane, man. Insane. And Villa, money line, -205 cashes, over 2.5. It's smash. Everton do it again. They blow a 2-0 lead. Duran, this guy's an animal, scored like a 35-yarder. Put it top bins. Villa win 3-2. Shocking, man. Everything got to turn it around or they're going downhill. All right, stay right where you are. We're coming right back. You're not going to want to miss what's coming up next. We got to wrap up the Sunday slate and Champions League game day one before we look ahead at week 5. Stay right where you are.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All right, welcome back to First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. With me, Nico Beef Sauce. Baby, we had a lot going on this weekend. We're going to wrap up the Week 4 Sunday slate here and now before we get into Champions League Day 1 and then the Week 5 preview. Real quick, Newcastle went to Wolves. They were down 1-0. Fabian Schär hit an absolutely unbelievable goal 75 minutes in before Harvey Barnes, who came on for an injured Alexander Isak, got the game winner. Newcastle went 2-1. Newcastle money line plus 110 hits, over 2.5 hits. And this is, you know, Newcastle, I thought they were having a pretty slow start. They've seemed to turn it around. They're sitting in third place now, still have not lost, sitting on 10 points. But let's shift focus over to what's just such a disappointing result for Tottenham, man. I mean, Arsenal plus 130 money line hits. The over-under was 2.5. The under hits. Arsenal went to Tottenham without Declan Rice and Martin Odegaard. Odegaard is out for 2 months at the minimum. Reports are coming out, which is going to be really bad for Arsenal. Let's see how they handle that. But with essentially no midfield, Arsenal go into Tottenham, win 1-0 off of a Gabriel goal. This is an embarrassing result for Tottenham. If I'm a Tottenham fan, I'm sick to my stomach. How are you not beating this depleted Arsenal team? It just seems like they're not going anywhere. They have no identity. How you're not scoring a goal? This was weak for me, man. This is really, really weak and super disappointing, Nico. How about it?
I feel like we talked about it last week when we said that Spurs have to win this game no matter what. Arsenal's going there. They have a Champions League game coming up against Atalanta on the road. They have to think about that, and their attention is going to be split in half. Spurs have an absolutely great chance to win the derby and to win this game, get a big win for their fans, get a big win for their confidence, Solanke coming back, and then all of a sudden they blow it. I mean, they lose 1-0 to an Arsenal team that is not supposed to win this game in my eyes. But props to them. Props to Arteta winning this game and finding a way.
Big win.
Win an ugly game. Win a game that is not fancy. There's not a million chances and back and forth swings. You know, they find a header off of Mangalés. He scores it. He makes a goal for them and gets the 3 points. That's going to be super crucial because Tottenham are going to find their rhythm. They're going to find at some point, they're going to find the rhythm. They're going to play better than what they're playing right now. And they're definitely going to look in the eye, both Liverpool and City, which seem to be the contenders right now for the
league. I'm saying this now. If Tottenham finish top four, I will get their logo tattooed smack in the middle of my forehead. There's absolutely zero.
Please record this.
Yep.
Somebody record this, please.
Write it down. Hold me accountable. DM me on Instagram, at It's Ty Levine. Clip it. It's 0% chance. They're going absolutely nowhere. And this was a huge, huge result for Arsenal because looking ahead, they obviously have City on, you know, coming up this Sunday, and then Leicester. You know, if they were to have lost this game, obviously we expect them to win, you know, against Leicester. But assuming they're going to lose to City, which I think is a mortal lock to happen this Sunday, that would have only been 3 points out of the possible 9 out of these last 3 games. So this was a really, really big win looking at down the road coming to, you know, into May when the season's wrapping up. They're going to look back at these games, and this was one that they needed to win, and they got that done. And I think it's it shows that Arsenal are a legit team because the teams that contend for titles, when they get put in these situations, they have to win these games. They end up getting the result against the odds. Arsenal do it. Great win for them. Their fans will be super happy, obviously. And Tottenham fans are, you know, most likely sitting in some corner somewhere depressed, crying, wiping up their tears. Anyways, shifting on to what was an absolutely exciting Champions League game day one. I say game day one, meaning, you know, game week one. We're going to focus on the big ones. Liverpool went to Milan and cashed the minus 110 money line, the over 2.5 hits. The American Christian Pulisic scores 2 minutes in. And Milan just cannot stop conceding from set pieces. It is how they are giving up their goals. They're getting it. All the goals they've given up all season look exactly the same. It's either from a set piece or a counterattack. Konate and Van Dijk score. Who had that? Whoever had that, you congratulations on your retirement. You could have put $10 on it, and you would have hit for thousands. Thousands. The odds were insane. And then Szoboszlai finished it off of a beautiful counterattack in the 67th minute. Liverpool faltered and had a mishap midweek against Forest at home, but they go to Milan, get the win 3-1 in convincing manner. Great win for Liverpool, huh?
Cheers to Liverpool for beating Milan away. because here's the thing. Liverpool comes off a devastating loss against Forest, and then they have to go play away in Italy. Now, no matter what we said about Milan, we know we talked about their defensive attributes not being so great and Milan not having a hot start. This is a Champions League game. San Siro is going to be an absolute hell filled with fans screaming on the top of their lungs. So
yeah, it's a war zone.
Going there, going down 1-0 and winning the game is a big deal.
Yep.
Scoring three goals. I mean, set pieces are definitely a Milan weakness. Chimikas, shout out for the assist. Great cross coming in. Defense is absolute shambles there for Milan. Van Dijk gets an easy goal. Liverpool has a bounce back win that's going to mean a hell of a matter as far as like their confidence goes.
Yeah, we went from a very overwhelming and great game to an incredibly the following day a very underwhelming game at the Etihad as Inter go into Manchester City and they get a draw, and they'll obviously be happy with that. Anyone that can go to Manchester City and get a point, they're happy with. The under 2.5 hits, great result for Inter. The atmosphere was weak. You saw Schmeichel talking about it on the CBS broadcast. He's saying he doesn't understand it. These are Champions League nights. It was quiet. City missed a ton of chances. It ends 0-0, and Inter get the point. That's pretty much it for me. I think that City dropped the ball here. Rodri got back in the 11. Phil Foden was playing. There's really no excuses, and obviously Inter are a very good team. Lautaro Martinez did not even start. Obviously Inter had their fair share of chances as well, although City – have the clearer chances. They should have won this game, no doubt. But they drop points in this new Champions League format, and they walk out of here with one. They split it. The draw was plus 350. Good juice on that for whoever hit it. This Arsenal at Atalanta, I said this going into this week, knowing that Odegaard would be out, that this was going to be a very tricky one. Atalanta get up for these games, and that they did. Draw plus 280 hits. Over under 2.5 hits. It finishes 0-0. And the goalkeepers absolutely went off. Shout out Goalkeeper Nation, Goalkeeper University. Love to see it. David Raya, a PK save in the 51st minute, gets up, saves the rebound. Atalanta could have and would have won this game should they have converted. What are your thoughts on this game, Nico? Is this going to be an ongoing trend now for the next 2 months with Arsenal? Is it going to be that tough just missing Odegaard? Obviously, Rice will be back after his red card suspension in the league. But, what does the next 2.5 months look like for them now?
I feel like when you go play away, number one goal is to keep a clean sheet. I mean, you have to try because the home team, no matter what their caliber is, Atalanta definitely isn't Arsenal caliber. But are they a bad team? No. They can attack. They have a ton of talent up front. And they can
score. They won the Europa League last year.
And they won the Europa League. Great point from you, Tyler. And guess what? When you go play away, you have to play compact defensively. Atalanta definitely created chances. They definitely had their opportunities to score goals, as did Arsenal. A 0-0 draw is not a big deal for Arsenal in my eyes. They had tough games coming up. And then the next one is even tougher. So getting unscathed. Again, one win in Spurs, a draw at Atalanta, and now going to see City. I mean, props to them, man.
Impressed. It's not the end of the world. I think that coming out of here with a point is not the end of the world for Arsenal. I didn't expect them to win this game by any means. Someone who I did expect to win and did not is Barcelona. They go to Monaco and lose. Monaco plus 310 money line, the over 2.5 hits. Barca's perfect start. Comes to an end. Lamal did score to make it 1-1, but Monaco ended up finishing it up. They win 2-1. Monaco have a good team. They get up for these games. There was a red card in this game. But, this is going to be disappointing for Barcelona, especially not walking out of here with a point is tough. That's going to hurt in this new format. Again, not the end of the world, but this is a game that they expect to win and should have won. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, for sure. Barcelona was going there as the absolute favorite in this game. Monaco is not a bad team. They have a lot of talent. They have Minamino, for whoever remembers them, from Liverpool. He's a great attacking midfielder. They have Mbolo, which is a hell of a striker.
Yeah, very good.
And they were playing away. Red card on the 17th minute, although, is going to shift your plans totally when it comes down to your game plan.
Yep.
And Barcelona gets... gets a late goal, gives it up. They lose the game, and all of a sudden they start off their Champions League strike with one loss. But I feel like they can come back from this. Tons of talent, tons of positive to take from this. Nobody's gonna blame them for this.
Yep. Some other notes on game day one: Bayern score 9 goals, the most ever in a Champions League game. Endrick scores as Real Madrid win 3-1. It absolutely one of the most ballsy shots I've ever seen. I cannot believe as an 18-year-old you're running down the center of the field with Mbappe to your left and Vinicius to your right, and you decide to absolutely pull trigger from 25 yards out. Thank God it went in. If it did not, that would have been an absolute madhouse. Fans would have been going crazy. Honestly, a very poor and shocking decision. I do not care that it went in. You got to lay that off. PSG, one of the luckiest wins I've ever seen. The Girona goalkeeper made an absolutely horrendous mistake in stoppage time. Aston Villa, they get their campaign off to a flying start. Young boys are not an easy team to beat, coming from a Manchester United fan. They've obviously caused us havoc, but Villa win 3-1. Coming up next, we're going to be getting into the Game Week 5 preview. We'll go through our locks of the week. We'll discuss our locks of the week last week. Full disclosure, mine were not so lockish, going 1-3. Not very good. But stick right where you are. We got a lot to talk about still coming up. Do not move. We're coming back right after this break.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the #1 dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Welcome back to First Touch here on iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. With me, Nico Beefsauce, my co-host. Nico, let's just run through this real quick. Our locks of the week last week, I had Liverpool -1.5 against Forest. That was a loser. City versus Brentford, over 3.5. I'm thinking goal 22 seconds in. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm fired up. Haaland scores 2, hits the post. Also loses. My Champions League locks, not a lock. Barca -125 money line does not hit. However, the over 2.5 hits. I go 1-3 in our first week with our new segment. You did pretty well though, huh?
Yes, I did pretty well. I said United to win against Southampton at -140, and that smacked. 130, -130 for that one. That was great. Over 2.5 at Villa versus Everton. That also smacked from the first half. What a nice way to win a bet from
the first
half.
That's the best, man. Absolutely love that.
And then Leverkusen to win on the road with against Feyenoord. For whoever didn't watch that, it was 4-0 at halftime. Feyenoord had no chance to come back in this game. The only one that I missed was Arsenal versus Atlanta over 2.5. 0-0. I did not expect no goals in this game. I expected them to be pretty open, but seemed to be more focused on tactics.
We got a huge weekend ahead. Let's talk about it. Game week 5 is here. We start things off West Ham home versus Chelsea. West Ham +240. Chelsea +100. The draw is +285. I'm saying it now. I'm taking the draw. I think that these teams are very evenly matched. I do think Chelsea, obviously on paper, has a better squad. But West Ham play well at home. I think that they're going to start to turn things around a little bit. They made a lot of good transfers in the market this summer. I'm taking the draw +285 here.
I'm taking the under 3.5 of -150. I've seen this so many times over and over where a strong team is facing another strong team away, and these games usually end in draw, just like you said, 0-0, 1-1.
So I like 1-1 here.
-150 is really good.
Yeah, I like 1-1. Liverpool try to bounce back in the league at home versus Bournemouth. Liverpool -350. The draw is +550. Bournemouth +800. Liverpool cannot overlook Bournemouth. I think they're a significantly better team than Nottingham Forest, who they just lost to at home. And now Bournemouth's going to come to town, who, you know, they've had a pretty solid start to their season, pulling up the table here. They're sitting at 2 wins. Where are we at here? Bournemouth. A win, 2 draws, and a loss for them. You know, I mean, they're only a point behind Manchester United, which breaks my heart. But I do think Liverpool bounce back. I think they win big here. I'm not sure what the line is on -1.5, but I think I'm going to lock that in for sure. And I think there's going to be a lot of goals as well.
Yeah, 3.5, over 3.5 goals. I know it sounds like a lot. -115 is where the line is set at, and I feel like it's a gift because Bournemouth, as much as they want to, they cannot really play defensively. They have a ton of talent up front. They're going to definitely open up and try to score a goal. So either a 2-2 draw or a 3-1 win for Liverpool works for me.
Yeah, I like that. This is a very interesting game. I think this line is very weird. Tottenham at home versus Brentford. Tottenham is -180. Brentford +425, the draw +370. I'm not sure if it's because Wissa is out injured. I don't believe he's going to be playing this week, if that's why this line is so heavily in favor of Tottenham. But I kind of like the value of the draw here. I mean, we just saw Tottenham unable to beat a depleted Arsenal team. Brentford are very tricky to play against. They just scored against City. They typically make a lot of noise in these games. They're going to go there. They're going to play their game. And Tottenham plays a very high line, and Brentford loves to play counter-attacking football. So I think that Brentford could get a result here, whether it's a draw or a win. I think I'm going to take them on their spread. You think I'm crazy for that, or you think Tottenham bounce back big here?
No, I don't think you're crazy. I think you're insane. If Tottenham does not beat Brentford at home, I mean, we can forget about everything else. Brentford is a great team. I'm not trying to take anything away from them in case a Brentford fan is listening. But Tottenham at home has to win these games, right? Who are they going to beat? They beat Everton early on 4-0, and they haven't had a great game since then. So I'm taking Tottenham money line. I think it's great value, -180. Seems too good to be true, but I'm definitely taking it.
All right, we're going against each other on this one. I'm locking in the Brentford spread for certain. One that I don't think I
This is a weird line for me as well. Villa home versus Wolves. Villa minus 180. Wolves plus 450. The draw is plus 350. I'm taking Villa here minus 180 all day. And I don't think particularly that there's – I don't know if Wolves will score here. They're obviously a very – you know, they're a feisty team, but Villa seem to be back on track. But they have been conceding a lot, so you never know. I think, you know, what's the line here on the over-under? 2.5?
Yeah, it's set at 3.5 right now, actually. At plus 140 over 3.5. Under is minus 175. And I was just going to say, minus 180 for over 2.5 can be a breezy bet on this one, because Wolves is definitely tentative to play forward and score. So a 2-1 result at some point in the game is very possible. And then you can just relax and not worry about the money line.
Yeah, I like a 2-1 or a 3-1 win here for Villa, for sure. Fulham home versus Newcastle. This is going to be probably, for me, I think, one of the most action-packed games of the weekend. Fulham are a plus 175 favorite. Newcastle plus 185. The draw plus 250. This, for me, has draw written all over it. I do believe that Newcastle are also bound to lose a game, so I'm kind of in between here. What are you locking in here? What's your pick on this one?
I know. I'm going to go with the over 2.5 again, just like I went with Fulham against West Ham. I mean, two teams that can score. Forget about tactics. Give us some action. Play forward. Score some goals. Fulham playing in a home, they have to go after these games and try to like score at least two goals to win it. And Newcastle seems to be very, very exciting when it comes to like their attacking play, and they can give up a goal easy. Over 2.5 on minus 150. Lock it in.
Yeah, I like that. I think I'm going to lock that in as well. I might dabble on the Fulham money line. I don't know why. I just feel like Newcastle, this is one of those games where they're not nearly as good on the road as they are at home. I think that they're going to falter here, and I think I think Fulham is going to walk away with a W here. Leicester home versus Everton. Leicester is plus 150. Everton plus 185. The draw is plus 235. I will tell you what, if Everton do not win this game, not just draw, if they do not win this game, their manager is on, I mean, he's already on the hot seat. They've now, back-to-back games, blown a 2-0 lead. 2 weeks ago to Bournemouth, they at least waited till the 86th minute to blow the lead, giving up three goals in the span of 7 minutes. And they blew their first half. They're up 2-0 and blew it in the first half before Villa went on to eventually win the game. I'm going to ride with Everton. I'm locking them in at plus 185 simply because they have to win. Like, they're in a spot, and they know it, where, like, when you lose two games back-to-back where you have a two-goal lead, like, there's got to be fire in that locker room. They have to be fired up. But Leicester are a team that is not going to make it easy for them, especially playing at home. They're very difficult to play at home. Am I crazy for actually risking my hard-earned money on the Evertonians?
Yes, you are crazy, because they're a team that keeps blowing leads, even two-goal leads they are. And I don't know, man. You got to have some heart going after, like, Leicester at home. Leicester at home gave trouble to absolutely everybody. Their fans are crazy. They bring up the freaking atmosphere, and they make it hot in there. I think Leicester either wins. Possibly worst-case scenario for them is they draw, but they're not losing this game.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let's see how that goes for me. Seems like I'm going to be setting some money on fire. Southampton home versus Ipswich. I'm taking the draw on this one. It's plus 240. Ipswich plus 210. Southampton plus 130. Love just it. Two bad teams playing each other. Southampton looked good for about 20 minutes, missed the PK, and then were pathetic for the rest of the game against Manchester United. Ipswich can defend. They're not necessarily prone to scoring a ton of goals. Southampton can steal one away here. But I think that these two teams are both just so bad that I'm taking the draw. You riding that one with me?
Yeah, I think that a draw is a great pick on this game, because both teams don't want to lose, essentially, because they know they're going to be battling for a relegation anyway. So even if the game is 0-0, 1-1 at minute 70, I doubt that either of them is going to, you know, come out and risk giving up a goal just to score one. Draw is such good value. Plus 245, lock it in. I love it.
Palace home versus United. Palace plus 190, United plus 130, draw plus 270. I'm riding with my boys here at plus 130 after a 7-0 win midweek. They won 10 goals in their last two games. I'm going to ride that. Although this is a very scary one for me, because I feel what I truly feel is that they're going to draw, and I'm going to be disappointed and upset. But I'm going to do it. I'm launching on United money line. What do you got here?
Minus 160 is the over 2.5. I think this is going to be an easy cash probably by halftime. Yep. Both teams look to have defensive issues that they're trying to figure out. They give up goals constantly. And listen, if you're playing away as Manchester United, you got to score goals. So I feel like United is going to come off aggressive and Crystal Palace is going to do the same thing. I expect it to be 1-1 at halftime and either team takes it 2-1.
I have that over 2.5 in my lock of the week for what we're going to do coming up. Give a little hint now. Brighton home versus Forest. Brighton minus 145. Forest plus 380. The draw is plus 300. This is a classic letdown spot after a big win. I'm absolutely unequivocally riding with Brighton here. After they they dropped 2 points at home to Ipswich. They're not going to be happy about that. Forest just had the result of the century for them. I mean, they haven't beat Liverpool since 69. So I'm locking in Brighton. I'm sure you're riding this with me as well.
I love Brighton moneyline, but I'll tell you, minus 120 is where the over 2.5 stands. Nottingham Forest, they want and they like to play forward. Minus 120 is, to me, crazy odds for this over 2.5. And I'm an over guy, so I would definitely take that. And João Pedro coming back should give Brighton the edge for sure and win this game for them. 2-1.
Game of the weekend, no doubt. City home versus Arsenal. City are a minus 120 favorite. Arsenal plus 390, and the draw is plus 240. Nico, remind me, what's the over-under on this one?
Over-under is going to be 2.5, and I was telling you before the show that I always keep betting over in these games, and they go under. Over 2.5 is plus 105. Under 2.5 is minus 135. Give us an over here. I know that our tech...
This is going under. I'm telling you right now.
I don't want to see it again, man.
Arsenal are going to pack it in.
I'm tired.
Please, Pep.
We know they're playing for a draw. I think City are going to win this one 1-0. We'll move right into our lock of the weeks right now because I have the last two games we spoke about. I'm locking in Brighton minus 145 money line, City minus 120 money line, United versus Palace over 2.5 goals. Those are my three locks of the week. I'm going to absolutely smash them. What do you got?
Three locks of the week. Tottenham at home to beat Brentford. Aston Villa versus Wolves over 2.5. Crystal Palace against Manchester United over 2.5. And I'm going to give you a fourth one, Liverpool against Bournemouth over 3.5. I see a lot of goals.
You love these overs, man, huh?
The matchups are good. The matchups are good. And I smell goals.
Smelling goals. I love it. Hey, so what game? Let's talk outside of City real quick. Outside of City and Arsenal, who are you most excited for this weekend? What game to watch?
Honestly, I'm very excited to watch both Crystal Palace face United and Tottenham face Brentford because of the way that you said it. Brentford is a good team. They're traveling away to face Spurs, and I feel like Spurs are desperate for a win. And also, Crystal Palace against United is the same kind of concept. Crystal Palace is strong at home, and they're trying to get a point. And Man United, they just beat 3-0 against Southampton, but they need to face a stronger team and prove themselves in the big leagues.
Yeah, I'm most excited for the Fulham-Newcastle game. Our time is up here. Next Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern, First Touch continues. We're going to recap Game Week 5. We will look ahead at Game Week 6. Maybe we'll start chatting about next week of Champions League starting up on October 1st. Thank you for tuning in here on iHeartRadio. Tune in, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. With me, Nico Beef Sauce. We will see you next Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems.
My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Welcome back to Sports Weekend on Sports iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Last night, the Patriots fell 24-3 to the Jets. Ugly game. I had the under. I took the Jets -6 after listening to DJ's insight last night when I was live on air with him and Marty. Garrett Wilson finds the end zone. Alan Lazard. I think this is a career night for Conklin. Easy cover for the Jets. Easy win for the Jets. Easy under for those who took it. I'm going to talk about a game that I'm pretty worried about for this weekend. The Eagles versus the Saints in New Orleans. After what we saw on Monday night with the absolutely insane decision, and I don't care if people are saying it was the right play, he dropped the ball. The insane decision to not run the ball in the red zone and throwing it to Saquon, who dropped it. Granted, he should have caught it, but he did drop it. You got to run the ball twice there. Kirk Cousins goes down the field. Falcons win. Now the Eagles sit at 1-1. If they go into New Orleans, and, you know, I mean, the Falcons were running the ball all over them, and we just watched the Saints destroy the Cowboys. So I'm worried. And, I mean, if you turn on any radio show, TV talk show, whatever it is, they're all talking about the decision-making of Sirianni on Monday night. And now he has a huge test against what's been the league's best offense through the first 2 weeks, very surprisingly, but it is, and the Saints are flying high. So there's a lot going on this weekend, a ton of good games. How good does it feel to have NFL football and college football back, baby? We got games tonight, Friday night, Nebraska and Illinois. I'm slamming Nebraska. We got games all day tomorrow, games Sunday. Man, I'm fired up. Stay tuned. Up next, Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Stay right where you are. We got a lot to talk about. I'm excited. I'm fired up, baby. Sports weekend. I will be checked out and watching every game I can for the rest of the weekend. Thank you for tuning into First Touch, Sports Overnight America. We'll see you next week, 5 p.m. Eastern. Talk soon.